The next speaker is Lana. She is a Nam-based Palestinian and Mauritian organizer, artist, disability support worker, and social work student. Lana has been involved with the Sit Intifada for the last 6 weeks. They've occupied the steps of Parliament in protest of our government's failure to demand the end of the brutal occupation and siege of Palestine. Welcome, Lana.
Assalamu alaikum, everybody. This is my bodyguard for today, Janine. I would like to begin by acknowledging the forever custodians of this land on which we are meeting today, the Wurundjeri and the Boonwurrung people of the Kulin Nations, and pay my respects to their elders past and present. I extend my acknowledgement to the elders and ancestors of all those in the shared struggle. I'd like to acknowledge the continuing sovereignty and the sovereignty of all Indigenous peoples. I acknowledge that as a settler uninvited on these lands, it is my duty to engage in the practice of decolonization for the liberation of all mob living in so-called Australia. And that includes paying the rent. I can't stand here in front of you today and talk about the plight of my people while ignoring and benefiting off the plight of another Indigenous group on this land. To our First Nations brothers and sisters, you have seen birthing trees uprooted for roads. We have seen olive trees burnt for settlements. That is our DNA being colonized. That is the very essence of our identities being stripped away from us. Our struggles are interconnected, and the way we think about these struggles must inform the way we move through this world. What we buy, who we engage with, who we elect in positions of power, how we work to dismantle that power. It is a daily practice, and that practice in itself is resistance. Resistance to everything we have been taught to be, to act, to consume, to conform to from the West. At the expense of our own cultures, our own values, our own traditions. Enough! This morning, I woke up angry, and it's not the anger I've been carrying every day for the past few months. It's not the anger I've felt over a lifetime of seeing my people subjected to genocide, apartheid, and ethnic cleansing. It is the anger that I have to now come up here and speak to you, speak to words that have already been shared by people who came before me, by my ancestors, by my community, by thought leaders in this space, by Indigenous voices globally speaking out against their oppressors. These words aren't new. They are but a combination of sentiments that already exist throughout time and space. They are words that have fallen on closed minds, words that have never penetrated an apathetic soul. How many more times must we bear the unbearable before we decide it's enough? What we are seeing right now is a genocide, but it is not the first genocide. Many of us gathered here today come from a legacy of ongoing genocide, a legacy of oppression, and that is why we are here. My parents met because of the impact of colonization. My brothers and I are a product of displacement from two different countries, but from the same colonial system. When we stop screaming, stop marching, stop fighting, we tell our oppressors that we will only fight when it's convenient, that we will stop resisting and partake in your consumerist, capitalist, festive season. I say this as someone born as a Christian Palestinian, that if Christmas is cancelled in the birthplace of Jesus, it is cancelled everywhere. One of the things that we have learnt from Ummu Ihab and the other uncles in the Sit Intifada is a foundational teaching of the Quran. You never start a fight, but it is your duty to fight back. As Palestinians, we do not start fights, but we do finish them. So I want to ask you, what do you do in the face of continued indifference? Do we give up?
No.
Do we stay silent?
No.
Do we submit?
No.
But do we scream louder?
Yes.
Do we fight back?
Yes.
Do we resist? Our weapon against our oppressors is our community, and our community is our resistance. When we use our collective voice, our collective power to say it is not business as usual when there are genocides happening in Palestine and all over the world, that is our resistance. When we take to the streets to demand not a ceasefire but a free Palestine and land back, that is our resistance. When we march to the doorsteps of our politicians and call them out on their racist policies and positions and demand that they represent us fairly, that is our resistance. When we strike and withhold our labour from this colonial project, from the machine that they've built to keep us complicit, that is our resistance. Freedom has never come from the top. It starts here, from the hearts of the governed and the hearts of the oppressed. The history of liberation is a history of resistance. So to those of you who have been unrelenting in your conviction for a free Palestine, those who have been showing up every Sunday, when you go home tonight and think about the people who have given up their lives for us to learn this lesson, sit in your grief, use that grief, turn it into a fuel and ignite a fire inside of you. Let us flam the flames with community and build that fire together. We do this work together. I send my love and strength to those resisting their oppressors worldwide by any means necessary. This chant has been making its way around so-called Australia over the last few months, but I think it perfectly sums up the interconnectedness of our struggles here and across the sea. So when Janine says, from the river to the sea, you say, always was, always will be.
From the river.